that makes herself look a fool is how she treats this beautiful, confident, successful Black woman in this moment. The first thing she wants to say is, "Are you proud?" Excuse the hell out of me. We're all on a dating show, first of all. We're all kissing, first of all. Well, when she's
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful Black moment. Do we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
Black Vibe Daddy.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and or listening to Black Vibe Reality, a podcast for Black Vibe baddies and those who love us. And we are back to talk about the second drop of Perfect Match Season 2. Once again, I am joined by my co-host for this series, Quita Tinsley. Hi, Quita.
Hey there.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. We're having a warm day here in the Bay. We got the second drop, a perfect match. There is tons of mess, chaos, and confusion. It's Gemini season. Ready to go.
And pride. It is pride, which I have not.
It's Pride Month.
I have not been talking about it as much just because I'm now in Tennessee. And we're doing like a few events here and there, but it's nothing like the big cities. So
yeah, I was watching We're Here, the latest season, and they start them starting in Tennessee. Nice. I boohooed. I always cry when I watch We're Here. So freaking gay, but
I think that's fair. We're Here is good, and I have to revisit it with the new host. Now back to Perfect Match, and this was so much easier. Like, they love front loading us with 6 episodes first, give you a slightly smaller mid, and then whatever the ending's going to be. Got a twist. We got some couples who thought they were going to stay together and then switched up after all hell breaks loose. And we got accusations and all this going on, Quita.
I know. I was really like, okay, I think we're at the point where people are set and their relationships, because we're getting close to the end, you know, but no, we were in for a ride.
I knew it because, like I said, every show wants to be Casa Amor. So I'm just like, and Casa Amor does blow up the relationships of like the long standing ones sometimes. But the one thing though that makes Perfect Match's split house thing so much more ridiculous is that Casa Amor at least lasts days.
Oh, and this is just like a day.
It was literally a day. So all of these people have no excuse. It was a day.
It was a day. It was a day. And it's like, a part of me is just like, some of this is like insecurities, right? Like people's insecurities times 10 on display. And then some of this, I'm like, some of y'all are just acting.
Oh, yeah. We will talk about the biggest actor of the bunch, but for sure. Now, okay. Let's start off with Micah and Kaz. They are our longest couple now. Everyone is coming for their neck. Kaz will entertain any woman. He likes to chat and have banter. So he is chatting up Holly, but he picks Micah. And then the next girly that came in was who? Britton. And we're seeing strategy here because Elise and the other couples are like, we got to come up with a plan to separate them. Britton, you'll go and flirt with Kaz and Nigel, which is hilarious because, yeah, I thought of that. I was like, Micah would have entertained Nigel if she wasn't taken.
It was, okay, first of all, when Kaz starts bringing up the double standard thing, I was like, he's low-key kind of right. He's low-key kind of right. Okay. Because Micah did try to sneak and talk to Justin. And you remember Elise clocked it. She clocked it. And Micah was like, no. Told Kaz, no. I was just talking to him. No, babes. You was trying to see what was up. Micah's thinking strategy too.
But so is Elise. So they both are scheming on each other's
both
men.
Scheming. But I think the issue for Micah is like with Kaz, she then tries to be like, boo hoo hoo, all of these things you're doing to me. Mm-hmm. As if though she's not also being with the strategery, trying to win.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't like it. I don't like this, how she tries to like play victim. Just like, because I think for Kaz is like, I don't get upset with you if I see you talking to somebody else. Like,
yo, but how he put it that one time though was crazy. No, actually, what it was is that Kaz kissed Holly in the game. And she was like, but what if I, and he said, go do it. He don't care about you.
He don't care about you, girl. But she knew that from the first night when she said, you want to match? And he said, we need to talk to other people. And then he went and matched with Xanthi and left her in the dust.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, Micah, be so for real right now.
Yeah. Okay. Here's my theory, because this rarely happens to... I wouldn't say rarely. It happens more often to the black contestants than the white ones. But somehow early on, I think what happened is the first time Kaz curved Micah and she still came back to try and talk to him, he realized, oh, this is my safe bet right here.
Exactly.
So he stay coupling up with her. But he would have messed around, basically. And he has something about Holly. I really want him to tell us what his type is. Because he goes and says, Holly's his type.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. Entertaining Micah. And then Christine's beautiful self. And I'm like, I'm also like, Christine is so beautiful and everything. Her job was to throw everything his way. So she got picked. She did her job. But I'm also like, and he also probably thinks that she's a safe bet.
Of course.
So.
Because he like kissed Holly in front of her, had the choice to kiss her. She had been pressing him to kiss her, and then he kisses Holly because he know he got her in the bag. Yeah. But my thing is, but Christine didn't let it shake her. Or, like, maybe she did. She was upset. She was upset. Never mind. But, like, the way how, like, Micah engages with him versus her being like, don't you ever make me wait like that again? Like, kind of, like, giving him attitude back versus, like, Micah being like, boo-hoo-hoo, like, ugh. Or maybe that's my own thing around, like, white woman tears, but, like, it was just, like, really annoying. Because also, it's, like, the day before she had been talking to Brighton.
Look, we are swimming in the sewers right now when it comes to these men.
Exactly. I'm like, girl, love yourself. Love yourself. Like, what are we doing? Why are we talking to Brighton? We've already heard him arguing with Dominique the first night.
There's so much happening here with when it comes to Brighton. I don't know if any of the women really got to know Dominique to figure out what was happening, because for Dominique, she said that she was dealing with like homophobia and stuff from Brighton. I don't think Brighton does get along with many people, because when they have the split house thing, he's not in the mix as much. He is working hard on Micah. And he is talking all this about, you know, Kaz, he said that he was not really, you know, down for this and everything. Elise is like, why are you talking to Micah instead of me? Which is the wildest energy to have over Brighton.
Yeah, it's like Elise's vendetta against Micah now is just like getting weird to me. It's like, girl, I get it. She sent Jessica in the game, and like, but also, you still want to be with Harry? Like, do you see how he's acting? Like,
does she want to be with Harry? I'm not seeing her do too much over him.
Well, I guess for me, I guess that's the thing for me, right? Is like, if you realize Harry's an asshole, then why are you so upset with Micah that you're trying to like It's like she's zoned in on Micah. It's like, I'm trying to throw a wrench in Micah and Kaz, and then Micah goes talking to Brighton, and she's like, oh, I want to shut that down. So it's like, why are you hyper-focused on Micah?
I think it really is that they are not an original couple, because they weren't originally coupled up, but, like, close to. Yeah. No one else is really has as much history in all these shows. I think they're just very much trying to snipe whoever is in first place, and that's who she sees as in first place. I don't know what the voting, what the voting people actually think of them as a couple, but if all of them are sweating and basically trying to come at each other, then maybe they're just like, this is the way to win. And by the way, we have to remind ourselves that the prize of the show isn't even money. It's just a trip together, which last year the couple didn't even go on the trip because they broke up first. And it's very likely the winners of this show would do the same.
Exactly, because it's so clear that none of these people really are here trying to find love.
No.
So it's like none of these couples more than likely, none of these couples are going to last once filming stops.
And who knows how many of these couples are actually, like, talking when the cameras are away. So to revisit Tolu and Dom, Tolu has appeared on the Nick Vial podcast. I wrote about it for Collider. And she talked about it was worse between them than what the camera saw, because basically every time they weren't filming, Dom was like, I just need to, like, power down right now, like, just please don't speak to me. And she said, like, when they went to bed for the night, like, it was cold shoulder, not speaking, and, like, the farthest as they can in the bed.
Wow.
So I'm like, if his ass is willing to put on for the cameras, which I'm an introvert, part of me is like, I too would be like, these producers are asking them all these questions to get the talking heads. They have to talk to all these people. It is a lot probably for the social battery, but not to even make a woman who is a stranger comfortable with you as a man in a bed for the night, that you can't do the courtesy, how was your day, blah, blah, blah. Like,
right. Wow.
Yeah, and so.
Wow.
How do you enjoy a trip together?
Exactly. There's no way. There's no way.
There's no way.
Wow. Not speaking when filming's not happening. Wow. Look,
and this is a reminder when we're talking about these shows that all these little people want to talk about clout and stuff like that and throw that at the black woman's way.
And I'm like,
keep that in mind.
All of y'all are here for clout. Because there is no real reason to be on a show like Perfect Match other than you want to be on television.
Yeah.
That goes for all of you.
Yeah. Since we already talked about Elise. Mm-hmm. So Justin, he seemed really into her. Like, he laid it on thick.
Mm-hmm. Which I also wasn't sure if it was strategy or if he genuinely just does like her, but I don't know.
I don't know. I can see it. Like, I don't know. I think his personality is pretty funny. Like, sometimes I randomly catch him on live on TikTok. And, like, the way he is on the show is the way he is on there. He'll say the silliest thing dead ass with a straight face.
Wow.
And it's like, it's not for everyone, but it's for some. I honestly would be into it.
Yeah. What show is he from? I can't remember. Is it Surviving Paradise? Is that one?
You know what? It is.
Okay.
He's the only one holding it down for Surviving Paradise. So I don't know what the rest of that cast looks like.
Yeah, I've never seen that show either. So, but he seems so chill. Yes. It's like, I know he's not from Too Hot to Handle. Like, Too Hot to Handle people,
they're too much.
Way too much. Just like, you could tell who's from that show.
Yes. Even Elise, like, at first glance, you're like, oh, she looks like a normal human being. And then she's chasing down Brighton. So it's like, Like, Never mind.
Now I see why you were cast in for this show.
Also, Justin's an English major, so that gave him even more points. Now, for Holly, she's just like, what's your favorite book? And he says, Goodnight Moon. I would have laughed, but she was like, this it went over her head. Nothing for me. I don't know. I'm just like, damn, if I was in there, I would also be talking to Justin.
Yeah. He seems one of the, like, the most normal people, like, regular people.
Basically. And, like, okay, so in the last episode, basically, everyone's starting to pick their matches. Wait, Justin tells Elise that she's his dream girl and all of this. He's like, literally, if you asked me, it would have been you. Mm-hmm. She was like, this is too much.
Right. Yeah, he was like, if I had never met you and someone asked me to describe my dream girl, it would be you. Yes, and I feel like most people would be like, oh my gosh. And she's like, this is way too much for me. You're doing too much.
She treated him like he was an Izzy instead of just like a man who knows what he wants. Exactly. And that was wild. She was like, actually, I don't want a real relationship after this. So I'm going to go with Brighton. She tells Brighton that she wants to match with him. She was like, why did you go for Micah? I was like, that's wild. To bring up another woman in your conversation like that.
Right. And for me, it's like, so is this about you liking Brighton or wanting to have fun with him? Or is this really about Micah? Wanting to just, like, sabotage her game?
Brighton claims that he only talked to Micah to get a match, which I think is the realest thing anyone has ever said on the show.
Exactly. So thank you for your honesty.
The fact that, one, okay, so many weird things happened. Because he kept downing Elise. For in the beginning being matched with Harry, and he was like, you trusted Harry, and she's like, actually I didn't. He basically said that I didn't open up to him, and he like ignored it because that didn't go with his narrative, or he tried to flip it. And like, but then later he was like, I have nothing bad to say about Harry. And I'm like, this is how you know all of these men ain't it, because the way they back Harry, and he's terrible. They all know he's terrible. Mm-hmm. But, like, the real clout chasers are the men who want to befriend the man who has the most followers and the most clout.
Exactly.
In this cast.
Exactly. Exactly.
Are you kidding?
I'm like, why are none of the men calling Harry on his bullshit?
They don't want to. They are all just as bad, and they know it. Even Justin. I was, like, waiting for Justin to give one way or another. He would sit in conversations with, like, Steven and Harry, but, like, he never said anything. And I'm like, that's just as bad as to me. That's, like, a red flag.
It's, like, worse, actually.
Yeah. So Elise is like, look, we're not matching tonight. He's like, okay, here's my thing. I know it's, like, part of reality TV of, like, we have to have these hard conversations, da-da-da. But I actually respect when someone is, like, actually, I heard what I needed to hear. I saw what I needed to see. I'm going to go. She put her hands on him. He said, don't touch me.
Period.
I was like, period. Period. He said, I don't actually need anything else.
No, ain't nothing to talk about. I'm going to go tell my boys bye, and I'm going to do it.
Yeah, and this also reminded me of Harry and Elise's wild scene when he was dumping her. She also wanted to have him stay and talk it out, and Harry's like, I said everything that I needed to say. Let me out.
He said, cheers.
Cheers. Didn't take it. Then he's like, if you love someone, let him go. He's like, if you want to keep it going, I will clown you to your face, Elise.
And I think that's the thing is, like, I wish more of the women would play the game in a similar way.
Xanthi,
yeah. So, like, when Micah comes over and she's like, me and Cass were talking, I feel like some of the other women would have been like, so upset, but Nancy's like, cool. I want a man who's all about me anyway. So if he even talking to you anyway, cool. Let's switch. Or Steven's choosing on Lara, cool. I don't care. Send me off to wherever the hell else. I'll see y'all in a couple days.
Queen Xanthi. Queen Xanthi. Now, I did, like, because I looked at Justin's live one time, he pops up again. He made a TikTok saying he has no hard feelings. He understands. Obviously, he was in his feelings because he really did like her. Mm. So he had the reaction in the moment that he had, but no hard feelings. So yeah. Good on that.
Exactly.
Yes. All right, now let's go to Steven and Alara. We're getting all the mostly easy ones out of the way.
Yeah.
Look at them matching in this red suit situation.
And here's my thing. It's like everybody's been so focused on Micah and Kaz, and I'm like, here are your winners right here.
Exactly. Well, but it's still, yeah. I think they'll probably win, but I think they are very clouded of the length of time between Kaz and Micah. Because mm-hmm. someone after that becomes the new longest together couple. But yeah, I think they're also forgetting all of the women who are not in the house.
Mm-hmm.
They are forgetting that that's the voting block on the winners.
Yeah.
And it means a lot more that Steven has not really looked at anyone else's way than Kaz, who talks to every single woman who goes in.
Yes, and him and Micah have been arguing about it every single day.
They talk to everyone that they're arguing about it every single day. So how are they even
gonna win?
Mm-mm. But yeah, these two, they do try to break them up. They get set on a date.
Both
by Kaz and Micah with Britton and Nigel. Britton was such a bad choice for Steven because they were on the same show.
Yeah. I don't think they realized that. Did they realize that? When they were picking them, it didn't seem like they named that. Usually they do name when they realize someone's been on the same show.
Yeah. They might have talked about it. They just didn't show it because I think that's how they ruled out another two people.
Mm.
But yeah, but also I think they're just running out of people because the next person would have been Christine instead.
Yeah.
And I kind of like Christine didn't come in until like the split house day.
Yeah.
And then Alara, she went with Nigel.
Yeah.
Which they get a more physical date. Massage yeah. and all of that. They go back. They try to play. He does a whole fake breakup scene with her.
Right. It had me questioning. I was like, I don't remember anything that he's talking about. And I was like, oh, because he's playing. Got it. I was so confused.
Yes.
Like, what is he talking about?
And Alara tried to put on her tears and everything.
Right.
And I'm just like, girl, this is not a moment. Like, it's just not. You guys are going to be together. It's fine.
It's fine. It was cute, though.
Mm-hmm. It was. So, and also, how do you feel that Alara's an Aquarius?
I love it. I love fellow Aquarians. I mean, sometimes we're annoying, but I love it.
Well, Nigel said, you know, kind of hard to pin down.
I mean, you never know what we're thinking or feeling, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that Alara's going to be the one to end this relationship after the show.
Oh, for sure. But it's like, I don't think Steven will take it hard. He'll be like,
no,
okay.
No. He'll move on. All right. Let's do Tolu, because mm-hmm. we know we're going to have a lot to say about the last pair. Tolu and Chris.
Yes. Tolu and Chris. I have so many conflicted feelings about this couple.
What are they?
I'm like, y'all are acting at this point.
Oh,
what? Like, it's so annoying how much they're both acting.
They're sticking to the bit, though. And I can respect it. I can respect it more than what's going on over at Harry and Jessica.
Period.
Because they're not being malicious to anyone.
That's true.
So okay, here's the thing. Chris said that when they were in the split house, he's talking to Xanthi's ass. Once again, leave Xanthi alone, Chris.
Here's my thing. I'm like, these men be talking to Xanthi, and I'm like, if her not kissing none of y'all in the kissing challenge didn't tell you what type of time she's on, she is not here for none of y'all men. She's rooting for all of the women. So y'all
they're
trying
not used to it.
They're not. So it's like, now he over here talking to her, thinking she not going to report back to her girls.
He said that he felt like on the outside they would have hooked up. She's like, oh, you feel that way? Like, why is he so delusional?
It's like,
she's never said one good thing about him.
Never. I'm like, does he not remember his interaction where he was dumping Dominique and pulled Xanthi in the middle? And she was just so confused because she's like,
why am I here?
Sir, I have never entertained you a second of my life. Why am I here? Why are you doing
this? She's that girl because while some people are doing the most for camera time, she's literally just minding her business and gets so much camera time because of Chris.
Exactly.
It's so wild. He's obsessed. So he says that, you know, he hasn't been able to explore because he's been with Tolu. And she was like, what does that say? And he says, me and Tolu must not be that strong. Which I wish she phrased it exactly like that, because that's the most damning thing out of all of it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, yeah. Tolu, she confronts Chris about whether he said she was holding him back. He was like, you have, but it's because I want to be with you. And it's like, he's really trying to twist this into something romantic.
I just, you know, these men and their deny, 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 lie, 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 lie way of handling everything. I'm like, sir, not your, like, you're, like, trying to tell the truth while lying at the same time. Do you think she's dumb? Like, yeah. Do you just, like, think she can't see? Because why would Xanthi lie? What right. was Xanthi's purpose?
She don't want lying? To. She's Mm-mm. never given him an inkling that he can twist to Mm-mm. saying that she wants him. So exactly. This doesn't make sense. But they're always going to rely on, oh, it's just bad communication, you know? Now, late after this, Xanthi gets up and she leaves, leaving these two to talk. Tolu asks if he's with her because he likes her or because the women hate him.
I was like, ooh, do all the women hate him?
Do all the women hate him? Like, I misremembered because when I first heard that, I instantly, and this is probably my feelings and Dominique's feelings, I instantly, like, recalibrated and put Brighton in the mix. I was like, all the women hate him to Brighton, but that's not even true because he has two women who are knocking at his door. So it's Chris. Chris has turned off all of the women.
Well, I remember someone said, was it Micah? Maybe Micah was like, Chris often says things just to get a reaction out of people.
He does. He absolutely has that personality. And we saw it when he was around Dominique. He was trying her so hard, being biphobic and disgusting.
Yeah. So I can see how he's, like, turned off all the women. But then it's like, Tolu, what does that say about you if all the other women dislike him, but you were still dating him?
I think it says that she wants that screen time. She wants to be in the house.
Why didn't she pull Izzy back in?
Izzy is not going to give... Ever, honestly, if we remember, Izzy, she was there when Izzy was drunkenly spilling his feelings about Micah.
Oh, that's right.
He probably would have had a much better chance with Tolu if he hadn't done that. Because he looked pitiful. And, like, sadly, in the reality TV world, I think looking pitiful is so much worse than looking like an asshole for a man. It's the toxic masculinity.
It is. Yeah, it is. It's the toxic masculinity and patriarchal way of thinking of how... Yeah, because, I mean, the Dom crying edits from the first season. Mm-hmm. Just wow. We all remember every moment he cried over some white woman. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and the way he was like interacting with Micah, like, yeah, it's like
still at it, which still. honestly stay to yourself, because if he completely switched up, we would have been like, now is he didn't apply as much pressure, I'll right. say. He was like, when they had the split house, they had their moment. He said, actually, I apologize. I know I was losing my damn mind when I was talking to you. And she was like, it was kind of funny, though. They were able to ha ha hee hee. Uh-huh. And then he's asking about her situation. I think he might have tried to throw himself in there again. Shut down.
She was clearly like, if I'm an entertainer. She said it herself. She was like, if the only other person I'm interested in is Brighton. And she then, said, oh, how the tables turned.
You were the last man on earth. She'd rather sleep next to a man who was being screamed at on the first night for his atrociousness. She would rather deal with that than pitiful Izzy.
That says a lot. It literally took every other man who wanted to match with her, matching with someone else, for her to be like, you know what, Izzy? Let's match.
And Izzy, yo, he was drunk then. But I won't just say this about Izzy, because this is literally all the whole cast is drunk. But when she did so much hedging leading up, she basically said, "Look, man, I have to pick someone. You're the last man on earth right now. You know." None of the people here are genuine. He drunkenly said, that's what I was trying to tell you, honey. Oh, Izzy. You know what? I like his play in this show. It's just a little. It's just enough. And it's funny and usually harmless.
Exactly.
He's actually pretty harmless.
It
he
is.
Knows the name of her dog. Oh my God. Like, who cares?
Right. I think it was just so interesting. I think for me, it's like some of the way these people kind of show up. I mean, for me, I'm like, Izzy, you are Micah's peer. You are not just like a regular fan of Love is Blind. You too have been on the show. Like you, so it's like, cool. You could be like, oh, I thought you were really cool. But it's like, sir, you're treating her like you're a fan.
But this is my thing. Isn't it kind of refreshing? Is it kind of refreshing? We never see a man highly regard a woman.
Oh, that's true.
And I think that also is like the jarring thing about watching Izzy and Micah, is that as much as we say, like, women are the prize, these are mediocre men, da 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 da, a lot of these women are doing a lot because they do see these men as a prize. And I think in our world, it's jarring to see a man so unabashedly say, you are the prize. I mean, look at what happened to Justin and Elise. It doesn't mean women have to accept every man who feels that way, but it's the then clowning on the man of like, well, why do we actually need to go that hard for a man who just is like, I love your TikToks and I love your relationship with your pet and I think you're cool.
Right. I think for me, as I would have liked for him to have said it in that way.
Yeah.
I think for me, I am someone who's like turned off when I feel like someone's treating me like I'm like it and they are like this like power differential thing. And so I'm like, ugh. Like, I kind of just wanted him to be like, yeah, like I follow you and I like your, you know, just been more chill about it.
Yeah, he does have fan behavior. But I'm like, it's a little refreshing to me.
You're like, we need more men acting, which we do, honestly. Yeah, like,
we do.
We do. Because honestly, the way a lot of the women in this house act, they're treating these men like they're the prize because they're making whole fools of themselves for mm-hmm. these men who are not shit at all.
At all. Yeah, at the end of the night, we're back to Tolu and Chris. This was weird staging-wise. I have a picture of Tolu. She's standing up. She's drunk. She's sad. She is having her arms around Chris, and they're facing each other. And I noticed the whole time they were so close, you couldn't see his face.
Uh-huh.
They claim he was crying. He blew uh-huh. his nose before she came over, but I'm like, I don't think that was from crying. It could have been, like, allergies. Or if he's like me, if I drink too much, like, the nose gets stuffy.
Yeah.
And so they're claiming he's crying, and he's just like, you know, I really do like you. Tolu's like, I don't want to be your last resort. This was the woman's choice. Well, mm-hmm. both genders can make a choice.
Yeah.
Because there's a man and a woman. He thinks he's going out and they match. And I'm just like, this matching like this?
Yeah.
And do you believe that he cried?
No. I don't believe he did. Because to me, he did the same thing that Harry did that time when he upset, or the whole thing with Jessica and Elise, I think, and Harry goes into the room, mm-hmm. pretends like he's crying, but you notice he's physically turned his body away from the cameras, then he puts like a coat over his head, then when Jessica comes into the room, it's again like his face is in her body, so you never actually see him cry, you just hear him like he's supposedly crying.
Here's my thing, and I'm dead ass right now, especially Harry. He is very rich and has time. Why don't they go to acting classes?
Period. Y'all all live in LA?
Well,
I don't know about all of
there?
Them, but Harry definitely lives in LA.
Definitely lives in LA.
So go to a few acting classes, learn how to cry.
I mean, we should not be telling this demon this, but
no, we shouldn't.
But it's like truly a question to me, because I'm like, I can't keep watching these 20-year-old men like pretending to cry to get out of something.
I'm over it.
It's always to get out of something. It's never happy tears. It's never.
No. It's always to get out of something.
I saw there was a little wetness. I'll give him that. When he finally pulled away, there was a little wetness under like one eye specifically, but I'm like, I don't think you were really crying. This was an act.
It was
for both of them.
For both of them, because even Tolu, I'm like, Tolu, sis, what
get
are we
that
doing?
Bag, sis.
Get truly, that get bag. That bag. We're both in the house another night, so get that bag. But wow, this is a mess.
Now we have to talk about, you know, the people who are here not because of clout, okay? They're here because they want to make a family, all right? They're so genuine, so genuine. And we're, of course, talking about Harry and Jessica. Oh, my God.
I can't stand Harry Jowsey.
I can't stand both of these people.
Jessica pissed me off.
She pisses me off every time she comes back, because she lets something slip. She's trying to put on an act, I think, to be very likable. Mm-hmm. And then her true actions be slipping through, and then she got to recalibrate. And it's like, girl, you're so bad at this.
Mm-hmm.
You mm-hmm. are so bad at this. So the split house happens. We know Harry's going to be a freaking mess. Jess knows Harry's going to be a freaking mess. But, you know, Harry also wrote little notes about what he likes about the things. And this is something I think someone else has said on TikTok. They're like, the way Harry shows his affection is such high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll give you my thing to wear so everyone knows you're my girl. I'm going to write all these little scrap notes of what I like. But what I think goes too far, because I know these two people are really, like, not that serious. I think what goes too far is bringing in the child of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I wish that was not part of this, because when he writes about you're an amazing mother and all of this, I'm like, we gotta chill out. We gotta mm-hmm. have like some boundaries.
Right. Because she's a whole person who's old enough to watch this in real time.
It's so bad.
Right.
It's so bad. I'm like, I wish there was a line that you just don't cross. Because, like, mothers date, do they mm-hmm. talk so much about, like, needing a guy to lead them and their child? Because Jess says that at one point. And I'm like, ooh, you are from the South.
Yeah, I was like, it's very Southern. Yeah, it's very
That's
Southern.
Crazy. It's a lot of patriarchy going on, but yeah, so Harry's out, he is talking to Melinda, which we should remember, the last time Melinda was in the house, he called out her boob job.
That's right.
He's like, oh, those are new, and she was like, oh, yeah. Like
5 months or something, yeah.
Yeah, and I think he did that in front of Jess, too. It could have not have been, but it looked like everyone was in the same room. And he does have, like, really crass humor, but it's just, like, what he then says later about her body, and it's, like, all about her body is crazy. He picks her up to go to the bathroom. There's rocks, da-da-da. And apparently he kisses her twice, mm-hmm. and then she kisses him back once. Mm-hmm. And she almost immediately calls it out, and he mm-hmm. immediately avoids eye contact from her, mm-hmm. says, you're lying,
mm-hmm.
covers his face with a towel, and then walks off to the other guys and was like, she's lying, she's trying to get me in trouble. The worst actor in the world.
The worst. The worst. The worst. I'm like, could you at least pretend to believe what you're saying?
Nah, because he knows he can just smile and get a lie and get away with it. He has done it so many times. And, like, I just suggest everyone who's not familiar with Harry Jowsey or is a little bit, look into what all of his exes have said about him. Like, oh. It's just a habit of his that he loves lying on women.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I will say justice for Francesca, Georgia, and I think there's one other girl that was named. But yeah, I have written about it on Collider. I have links down there. You can check it out. But yeah, I love Melinda's. She's laughing at him, pointing at him, as he should. He should be the laughing stock of the whole entire house instead of being taken seriously.
And it's like, and the men immediately are like, I didn't see anything.
Exactly. And I don't
you
care.
You didn't see this giant walking around with a black woman holding on
care.
To the middle of his body?
I don't care if they saw it or not, because later on, when all of the women are talking at the table, which they bring all of the people from the rest of the cast in, and all of the women are seated, and someone else starts to talk about what someone else's man did. Mm-hmm. Therefore, then Melinda starts talking about, mm-hmm. oh, Harry kissed me. Jessica goes, are you proud? She is such a slut shamer. Not a girl's girl, a slut shamer. Her ego, which I'm cool with women having egos, but the way her ego comes out against other women, because I will never let y'all forget, this woman knew who Jimmy was also talking to in the pods, and when he cut things off with her,
right,
or did not say what his feelings were, which she claims she was never dumped when Trevor said that, which is like, this is the ego talking.
It's like, you were dumped. He didn't choose you.
He didn't choose you. So then she goes ahead and starts talking about, well, when you see me, you're going to choke. When she talks to, I think it was Lauren at the bar, she gets drunk. That mask again falls down. And she says, well, a man's going to be a man. Well, a man's going to be a man, Jessica. And you know that.
Exactly.
But then here's the thing that I also have a theory about Jessica. And this is, I really do want to give everyone the benefit of the doubt when I cover these reality TV shows, because we talk to these people, we know Netflix and editing is a whole thing. But the character that at least Jessica portrays on these shows, or in this whole episode, she's giving, you can cheat as long as you are discreet about it.
Mm-hmm. As long as you don't embarrass me.
And there's women like that. They will put up with whatever they want to put up with if the man has the things
exactly
that she's looking for in a partner.
If he's rich enough, right.
I will look the other way. Maybe I'll do my own thing. But don't embarrass me. And that's the biggest thing. Because she talks... It's very key also that Harry doesn't stick around with the men right after the split house. She's like, where's Harry? Upstairs. So they have this confrontation upstairs. She's like, what did you do? Tell me now. She thinks she's armed with everything. But at the same time, when she's confronting Harry, she's like, I feel like there's more you're not telling me. And yet at this table, she's acting like Melinda is just pulling shit out of thin air. Even though you know this man didn't tell you everything.
Mm-hmm.
You should have just been prepared to hear it. And, like, I wish women also didn't internalize their men's or their partner's bad actions as a thing on them. I actually kind of hate when men cheat or tell the woman's business and they're like, he's making you look a fool. Like, even Melinda says, he's making you look crazy. It's like, he's making himself look crazy.
Self look crazy, right.
What Jessica when Jessica makes herself look a fool is how she treats this beautiful, confident, successful black woman in this moment. The first thing she wants to say is, are you proud? Excuse the hell out of me. We're all on a dating show, first of all. We're all kissing, first of all. Why is the black woman supposed to be slut-shamed for that?
And when Elise spoke up, I was like, shut your ass up. Because let's rewind to however long ago, when Jessica came into the house, you and Harry, y'all's whole match was in chaos and confusion because he told her something he never told you.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, why are you trying to pipe up and, like, go against Melinda to try to act like she's doing something wrong when it's Harry's at fault here?
Mm-hmm. Harry's at fault. And she's like, well, you could have pulled me aside. Why? Because... First of all, we're all seated at the same table for a goddamn reason. This is a reality TV show. We're all comparing notes. All right?
Exactly. And what Harry did was in front of all the men.
Exactly. You don't get special treatment. I think Harry and Jessica really believe that they should get special treatment. And it's mind-blowing. It's like, no, you're a contestant just like everyone else, and we're all sitting here talking about what the heck happened. So
you're all on the same show.
And when people were questioning her story, because they did it in a group setting, she got to turn to Britton and was like, what was on Harry's face? And she said, your brown makeup. That wouldn't have been able to happen if she did one-on-one. And Jessica probably knows that. She didn't want that confirmed by someone else to make it even look even worse.
Exactly.
She's making it about her ego, and she's like, you're trying to get me. You're trying to make me look bad. And it's like, she's telling you the truth about your man, but
exactly.
On the real, you would have been okay. You probably would have been okay with all of it. Because she even says that she was protecting him in this situation.
She did. She did.
Because if I wanted to stay with him, I'm not going to say anything negative if I want to stay with him. The other girls looked
at I'm not going to disrespect him. And it's like, baby, he disrespected you. But you going to sit here and cape for him at this table of women trying to put some of them down?
But you know, you're that girl, Jessica. You got that. You that girl.
Sure, babe.
And apparently, and this is something that's also very relatable for Black women, because Melinda is so much more successful than most of this cast. One of the articles I wrote before the season even started was, who was the most followed contestants? Because the most followed contestants will be the main storylines. Bet you that. Harry Jowsey, Jessica, Melinda was one of them. And they're claiming Melinda just wants screen time and clout. For Steven to say that, it's like, you are nowhere near her league. Nowhere near her league. Jessica, you just got here. And every time she lets her mask show, all of a sudden she started walking it back. She was like, I'm not trying to demean anyone. Because she started saying to Melinda, you need to act like a lady.
I was like, so you're just going to be racist right now?
Exactly.
You're saying this Black woman isn't act. Because it's like, she didn't call you out your name. She didn't say anything wild to you. She told you the truth about what your man was doing yesterday when you weren't around.
Yes.
And you're mad at her.
And now all of a sudden she's not a lady. Why? You should have done this in private. There's a certain class of people that absolutely are like, we only do our dirty laundry behind doors. It's just not done in society. And it's like, meanwhile, Harry talks about whether people are cut or uncut. But all of a sudden, Jessica cares about whether someone's a lady. But that's your man.
Exactly. That's your man.
Are you kidding me right now? That was racist. That was racist.
As it was very racist.
Hell. And I like that Tolu, she steps in very rarely. She stepped in with the Kaz situation when Kaz started getting heated. She was just like, Kaz, like, you don't have to explain anything to anyone. She tried to remind him. He was too far gone. He was going to go down that road. And honestly, Elise deserved it. And then in this part, when she was talking, when Jess was like, oh, you're trying to make me look a fool, Tolu's like, no one's trying to do that. We don't need to be coming at Melinda. Because she's like, and Melinda's like, why are you coming at my character over a mediocre man?
That part.
And Jessica, I know, did not like that, because she wants her man to be seen as the prize so she could be seen as the prize.
Exactly. I'm like, you know what? While I was not the biggest fan of Francesca's gameplay in the first season, I did respect it, because she's like, I'm always surprised.
Yes.
These men, they're pawns in my game.
Yes.
Whatever. You know? Versus the way that Jessica is literally like latched onto Harry, and her sense of security is based on how others perceive Harry.
Yes. Like, yes, she talks about that man's reputation. Everyone's like, oh, because of his reputation or who he is, he's not the goddamn president.
Nah. like I didn't know who this man was before Perfect Match season 2, so.
He doesn't have any talents that we know of. And they're acting like, oh my god, everyone just is out to get him. He's out to get himself. He does
his reputation that he says himself is sleeping with all the different women in the Netflix universe and Hollywood.
And I don't even think the reputation is based on sleeping with them. Like, okay, I don't care, basically. I don't care about how many women he slept with. I think he wished that was just his reputation. His reputation should be about how his exes talk about him. And it's not well.
Exactly.
That's the more important thing that we should be paying attention to. But you know, the posse wants to cover up for their number one boy. Jessica wants to cover up for her number one guy. And she also really thinks that she always wants to bring up how she has more to lose than other people. I really think she thinks she needs to be respected more than other women.
Because she's a mom.
And it's like,
you're on this show just like everybody else. You're a contestant on this show just like everybody else.
I'm not hiding anything. You decided to be on this show that your kid could watch.
Exactly. So if you cared about your daughter, like, seeing the way you were in relationships and the who you were in relationships with, choosing to be on reality shows that are exclusively about dating and relationships was your choice. So maybe, like, rethink that, you know?
And rethink how you talk to other women, like, as an example, because this is crazy. So she was like, she gives this whole speech. She's like, oh, I don't want to demean people or come out of character. You already did. You already did. You showed your ass. She says that she's new to reality TV. Girl, most women in this cast have only done one season of one show. You're not. And I know you watched reality TV. I know that for damn sure. So what are we talking about here that she wanted to? I was like, she's a damn Harry Jowsey herself.
And it's like, is she trying to acknowledge that Melinda has done reality TV and hosted a show? Is she trying to make it?
She has a job.
Right. So I'm like, is she trying to be like, I know you know more about this than me or something? I don't know.
So is it that she needs clout, or she's so in this reality TV world that, you know, I'm just defenseless. I don't know what's happening. It's like, you know exactly what's happening.
And that be my thing. It's like the way these white women show up on these shows, weaponizing like a certain type of like femininity and like helplessness that I do not appreciate. And it's especially frustrating when I see them doing that to black people.
Absolutely. Because
Micah did it to Kaz and she's doing it to Melinda. And I'm like, I do not appreciate that.
It's terrible. Now, and I don't like, because I wish Jessica was not on the show. I really do. I appreciate if some women who are like, yes, I like to see a single mom on these shows because representation. But the thing about this is that if she was just a single mom and just doing this thing, great. Yeah. But she talks about it often, and I think really is like strategic in how she's using it. Mm. And it's crazy because at one end, Jessica has more to lose. She wants to find this man who can come in and lead her and her daughter. On the other hand, she said, Harry, you need to think about how you act and stuff like that for my child and our children. Like, she's already playing with the idea of that they're going to have kids one day. And I'm like, this is serious.
It is.
You know, like,
children are a very serious thing.
This filming is probably for a month and you're talking about that like dead at. Like, I was like, they're playing a soap opera storyline with this very like real things, and like to bring in Dom and have him give his sob story of like, you know, man, you have to really act right, and because as a child I remembered the dudes that my mom, like, yes, I am a child of a single mother. I remember my mom hardly dated. There's literally one boyfriend and we're still pretty much like in contact, because yeah, it's a very important thing. Kids do highly regard, and I'm just like, I wish he wasn't here, because Harry Jowsey's not the one to have these conversations about.
Exactly. Not at all. And I think a part of it, I do think we need more parents on reality TV, but I think a part of it is like, I want them to normalize parenting and not use it as like, the way she uses it as like a part of her story. I'm like, yes, her child is a part of her life, right? So like, I know she'll talk about her child often, but I don't like the way she does.
Black family members as well. There are probably and we don't get every conversation
moms,
about
their
it.
Their moms, their dads, their siblings. Like, we know Kaz has a twin. We've heard him talk about, you know, just like, yes, people have family. So it's like we need to normalize people having kids and, like, what does it look like to navigate dating with a child?
Yeah.
Yes, that needs to be normalized, but not catastrophizing everything because mm-hmm. someone has a child.
Truly. It's life or death every single time. And I'm like, chill out. This is right. mostly a vacation.
Chill like out. Autumn shouldn't be meeting Harry Jowsey as your boyfriend.
Literally not. Absolutely not.
Like, she shouldn't.
No. Now, when I guess, and like, I think Jessica goes back to talk to Harry. Harry reveals more things that he did not say in the first time around. And that is that he playfully touched Melinda's belly, talking about putting a baby in her. Then talked
about
how
they're.
He
didn't say that.
He did.
He looked at her belly and said, you would look good pregnant. That's how he phrased it. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. But then he also, apparently, so now Melinda gives the other side of the story, which Jessica was already aware about, that this was going to come up. And she said that, yeah, he basically looked down, said that to her, and then was talking about he would want to put a baby in her
uh-huh.
and that the baby would be athletic. It was fetishizing. Let's own it. He wanted to make a Brighton.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and it probably would have come out like a Brighton with probably. His influence. and like Jessica knows she's telling the truth because this man, and I think she's, I don't know if she confirms that Harry told her this, but yeah. So on one hand, Jessica's like, hey, I'm looking for a husband and a father figure and the father to my future children. But you can tell he plays with that because why yes. is he now talking about having a baby with Melinda?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. If you dump, if she's not going to dump him. She's not going to dump him because she wants to be wronged by him, which he will. And he will try to make you look bad. Like, that's a risk.
That's the thing. I'm like, if he does wrong you, he's going to lie to you the way that he lied to Elise and the way that he's lying to and about Melinda. So don't try to be the perfect victim to him because he's going to flip it all back on you, baby. Because you watched him do it.
Do the whole rub in my face. The fake puking, first of all, the only reason you would be puking is because of how much you're drinking, which he is
like,
drunk.
Like, alcohol poisoning? Maybe that's why you're throwing up?
He literally admitted on his podcast in the first drop, he's like, oh, I don't remember much of filming this show, which I'm talking about building a family with a person, because that's how much I was drinking. He literally called it alcoholic tendencies. But you know, that's your man.
God made him sick because he was so afraid he was going to lose Jessica.
Also, the way that they're talking about spirituality, I'm like, they have no boundaries of what they'll put in this.
I'm like, ooh, y'all are going too far. It's a little terrifying.
Be a Melinda. Kiss the guy you don't care about. Have your fun on these shows.
Period.
Don't be a Jessica doing so much for what? You're here for one month.
Jessica should have did the Francesca playbook. I play with these boys like toys. Because I'm like, the reality is, Jessica could have stayed in the house without Harry.
Absolutely she could have. But he has the most followers.
I'm like, okay. You're gorgeous. Like, you're like the stereotypical beautiful white woman. She is it. So I'm like, girl, you really I'm like, if worse came to worse, you could have picked Dom. He probably wouldn't have dated you because of his allegiance to Harry.
No, no, he would have.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I don't know.
When they were talking in that split house and Dom was talking about his, like, past and everything, I was like, okay, I don't like how this sets up. And then later when Dom's talking to Harry and then Jess talks, I don't know why Jess is getting last thoughts from everyone, probably for more screen time. But when she's talking to Dom, she's like, I know your allegiance is with him. And he's like, no, it's like, it is. Mm,
it is.
That's why this whole conversation is pointless. Right. What are we doing here?
What are we doing? I really wish he would have stood on business when he was like, if everybody's so genuine, then why are you here? I wish he would have brought that back up.
You know, they're all not trying to go up against Harry, and it's sad.
It really is sad. I'm like, y'all need to humble this white man.
Even Brighton. Brighton has such a bad attitude with everyone. He did not say anything negative about Harry, and that's crazy to me.
Like, why are y'all afraid of it? It feels like high school, and like Harry's like the quarterback of like the football team, and all of the other kids like defer to him because he's like the head jock.
Yeah, it's for sure. They're like, I want to get on his podcast. I want to go to whatever parties he got going on. Yeah, that's the energy.
Like, lastly, at what cost?
We're getting close to the end. I do want to mention Trevor finally pops in the split house twist. I will say Netflix kind of stood on business because they were like, yes, we did have Trevor in the mix before this whole thing, but we cut him so far down. And this would have been difficult if he actually did match with someone, but apparently he didn't. So
exactly. So I'm like, wow, I forgot Trevor was there.
Yeah.
Even though he's come on the board several times.
Yep.
Until he was like on the screen talking about his little story. Mm-hmm. And then as quickly as he came, he went back away.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even remember him being at the day where all of the men were there. Like, I don't even remember any clips of him being there.
It's so weird, too, because it's like, talking about clout chasers, you're mad at this man for being a clout chaser when it's like, you know why these people are here. It's like,
right,
they went scorched earth on his ass
to be here.
But whatever.
Also, I'm thinking about it. I don't remember him being in the house when everybody comes in. They really edited
him
out.
They made an example. They said, don't come on here with no boyfriend or girlfriend. That's the only thing.
Don't play with us. Don't play with us. Don't try to scheme and scam. You will be edited out. Yeah. We don't care.
I also want to give an honorable mention to Britton of Too Hot to Handle. I knew she was coming in. She was like one of our other bisexuals. Mm-hmm. She had a great conversation. Actually, you know what? This is what we'll do. Chaotic bi moment of the episodes. My chaotic bi moment is Britton, bisexual queen. She was talking to, first she talked to Kaz, and she's like, I'm from Hawaii. And he's like, where's that? Which is refreshing, because the Europeans love saying that the United States, us Americans, mm-hmm, don't know our geography. So this was a nice little role reversal. So she's explaining, and he's like, it's a country? And she said, it should be. It's complicated. And I'm like, I know that's right.
Period. Let's talk about colonization.
Yes, he was not ready. He was too drunk to have that conversation. And then walking out of the house, because she tried her best, did not get Kaz. She said, all these couples are just together and there's no one with swinger energy. And they cut to Chris's ass, just looking lost, looking around. Yo, can you imagine if Britton and Chris matched just off rip? Dominique wasn't the starting lineup. It was Britton, and like what chaos that would have been.
Wow, that would have been a lot.
You'd be like, oh, that's fun. We should hook up with girls together. She'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
But still, here's the thing. Still, the lesson is, it's not an expectation.
Right.
And everyone's different. So Britton's like, yes, if you want to fool around, go ahead. Maybe I'll watch and participate. Right. Dominique's like, I am monogamous.
Right. Exactly.
Just like how straight women, some of them are also into that. Y'all forget that.
Exactly.
But that's not the first thing you ask them. So keep it cute. Keep it cute.
Keep it real cute.
What's your chaotic bi moment?
I mean, it wasn't really a like true bi moment, but I just love Xanthi and Xanthi's energy and like Chris pulling her into that conversation. And he tells her to like sit in the middle, and he really thought he set up a situation that was gonna like clear his name. And Xanthi's like, I said what I said, and girl, I said this to you, Chris. Is that true? And he had no choice but to say yes. And then Xanthi's like, well, I've done my job here. I'm gonna leave y'all to it.
She said, have fun.
Love this energy. Like,
I love Xanthi so much. I wish she was queer.
I wish. I'm like, I love her so much.
She's very straight. She's so straight. Of course, but it would be so cute if she was queer. All right. What is our beautiful black moment of the episode? I said it is absolutely Melinda standing on business. The minute she was being tone policed, and being demeaned, she tried to remind Jess to get it together. Jess still continues to lose her mind way too long. But you know what? She held it down. And she didn't lie.
She didn't.
And Jessica knows this. She just hates that it wasn't kept quiet for, I mean, all the women also at the table are voters. Jessica's probably keeping that in mind, too.
She is.
That's why, actually, that's like the biggest argument of why Melinda should have made this public.
Right.
This is, we're all supposed to be voting on the perfect match. How are you the perfect match, but he's kissing other people, and you want to keep that quiet? Nah.
Exactly.
Nah. And the next episodes, we see that the whole cast, okay, they're leaning hard into copying Love Island, but this part coming up is F-Boy Island.
Oh.
Yeah. F-Boy Island will bring back the whole cast, and they'll have the final couple sitting there, and they'll be like, all right, let it out of how you feel about these couples and stuff. And that is like kind of like the jury speaking back, how do they handle the pushback and everything like that, and then they vote.
Yeah.
This was going to come out one way or the other, and it should, because that's the whole point of the show.
Exactly.
You judge the couples. You need information to judge the couples.
Exactly. It's like the way the women were looking at the other single women being like, oh, so what was your plan coming into the day? As if though the single men didn't come to them doing the same stuff.
They also need to remember they could have easily been the other people. There are casting people, and they really spin, figure out what the order and everything of people come in.
Right.
Jessica was one of those women who had to come in later and take a man.
Exactly.
So let's not do the whole high and mighty, you are the tramp coming for our men.
Thank you for that reminder, because Jessica took Elise's man.
Yes.
Oh, thank you for that reminder. And then that's the reminder of why I got so pissed at Elise for trying to cape for Jessica, when Jessica is the reason why her and Harry unmatched.
Exactly. But you know what? A black woman's not supposed to be that. I think Jessica thinks she's better than Melinda, which is crazy because Melinda's literally a Netflix host. You just got here.
You literally just got here. And it's like, over Harry? You trying to be doing all of this over Harry?
I like that Melinda.
And said, I want to put a baby in you.
I like that. Also, Melinda basically exposed Jess. There's some people who are going to like Jess no matter what because she looked like, and I already realized that when we watched Love is Blind because I was all the way turned off during that season. But for me, I'm like, for me and the people who are like more in between, I'm like, I'm glad Melinda did what she did because this exposes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think mm-hmm. in the culture of everyone claiming we're now team girls
because I clocked Jessica also when she's talking to Laura mm-hmm. at the scene at the bar where she's essentially plotting and scheming of how she's gonna steal Jimmy from Chelsea but then is trying to be anti-Sarah because Sarah did the same thing to Jeremy. But it's like
she had to eat crow, she had to apologize, and she had to befriend Chelsea. Who knows
had
if that
to befriend Chelsea.
Who knows if that would have naturally happened, but I think she got the note of what she needed to do to be likable because no one likes the girl who society upheld and she's mean to the girls who aren't upheld.
Exactly.
You have to also be a nice girl to be likable.
Exactly.
It's an equation here. But I don't think that's, like, natural. Like, because her first instinct is to do this.
Exactly.
What's your beautiful black moment?
I also feel like it was Melinda. Like, I like the way Melinda has came into the house originally and was just like, I'm here to cause chaos. Get me a man. She played it hard and fast. She came in and left out the same day. But her having a good time, like, okay, I'm going to see what these boys are really about when their girls are away. Like, okay, let's see what's happening. And Harry got caught up and she wasn't afraid to tell the truth. Exactly. She wasn't afraid to tell the truth.
Yeah. 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 And these women are like, well, if you didn't want our men, then you know what show you're on. They have the task of flirting with these men.
They're trying to break y'all up, baby. That's the show.
That's the show. No. And these aren't real. First of all, something that does happen on Love Island is that people become official, which I think is what Justin was trying to do with Elise. And she said, hold up. You're not about to make me your girlfriend right now. Jessica and Harry, from what I know, aren't officially anything. He Mm-mm. never takes her on a date and asks her to be his girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. Mm. But they're sitting here saying, I love you to each other. And that's how a man sets you up. Because the first minute he does something with someone else, he'll be like, but you were never my girlfriend, but you said you loved me. You were talking about my child. That's his first go-to.
Not telling Elise if you love someone, let them go. Harry, I don't love you. It could be like, well, exactly. So we're done here. You know, I'm like, Jessica, take note. Because he going to do your ass the same way if he ever gets put in a corner.
I think she knows.
But she thinks she missed Big and Bad. But I'm like, no, Miss Big and Bad wouldn't have acted that way at the table towards
Miss
Melinda.
Big and Bad is Xanthi. Jessica thinks she's acting like a Xanthi.
She does. But she's noticed. She was like, people think I'm so calm and collected, but in reality, I'm so anxious. I'm like, yeah, you're really insecure, which is why you be mean to other women. When shit comes up, like, you're super insecure. Like, I see right through you, ma'am. Xanthi is Miss Big Bad Unbothered.
Yo, also, when Kaz was getting loud with Micah, she stood right up. She said,
is he yelling at her?
And this also tells me so much about so many of the other cast members that, like, no one interacted with Xanthi saying that. We didn't see multiple girls go over. Like, it's couple night. Maybe they are just really worried. But it just, like, it's not a lot of girling in this house.
Period. Exactly. Because when Xanthi told Tolu what happened with Chris, you didn't see Tolu catching an attitude with Xanthi. She said, oh, bet. Let me go talk to Chris.
Yeah, Tolu has a lot of friends, and that makes me so happy, because on other shows, black women can be very isolated, but Tolu like her and Micah have been clicking, which honestly makes me rethink my stance on Micah sometimes. I'm like, first of all, she's surrounded by niggas all the time.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, even the whole thing with Pommy, I was just like,
she brought the wrong friend.
Like black people.
Yeah. She brought the wrong friend on that show. I don't know why she brought on that white friend. I know you have another friend that you could have brought on. But I like Tolu and Micah seem so close. And I love that for them.
I was on Alara's Instagram yesterday, and I saw that her and Micah also have been filming content together. I'm like, okay.
They're all going to be filming content together.
I know.
Except not for all Melinda. Of them. Except yeah. for Melinda. I've been watching her lives and everything, and she was like, very interesting that everyone was like in my city, which I think is just LA, and no one's hitting me up, so she's getting isolated. And this is it for now. I could talk about who we think is gonna win and all that, but we could just also let it wash over us.
Right, we have one more week.
Yes. One more week. Please, if you made it this far, thank you. Subscribe, like, and comment your thoughts on the dynamics in this house. Quita, where can people follow you? Is there anything else you want to plug?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram @hello_Quita for my hot takes on social justice and pop culture. Yeah, follow me there.
Yeah. I'm Nicole Weaver, your host. I'm an entertainment reporter writing for Collider, which I will link to that below. And over here on Black by Reality, right now we are focusing on Perfect Match, but we have Big Brother coming up. So please stay tuned if you're into that. And please follow us on all our socials, Black by Reality everywhere. And happy Pride, y'all. Drink water. While you're out, it's a hot summer.
Yes.
Yes, and have fun. Bye.
Bye.
Boom.